Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about the FBI raid on President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. So we're going to get to that. Remember, if you like the work we do here, please support me by buying me a coffee, if you can, please. Or alternatively, drop a dollar or a pound or a ruble or a gold bar in the donor box. If you can do that, that'd be great. And don't forget, you can become a super fan of the podcast as another way of showing your support. Final shout out, by the way, we put out our premium podcast on Sunday, just 2 days ago. It's still there. If you haven't heard it, why not go and listen to that? Make yourself a coffee, settle down for 30 minutes, just you and me. Okay, folks, that being said, let's get to the information that is making news headlines today, because Donald Trump has said that last night his Florida home, Mar-a-Lago, was under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, reportedly raided as part of an investigation as to whether he took classified documents with him when he left the house. Hours later, Eric Trump appeared on Sean Hannity's show, where he revealed he was the one who had alerted his father to the raid and said that his father's office was ransacked, but that agents had found nothing in the safe. The safe was empty. The raid was said to be court authorized, and the FBI gave US Secret Service agents at Mar-a-Lago advance notice, and they cooperated letting them into the property. So this was a complete sting against Donald Trump. Let's be really clear on what this is about, because I noticed that even the media here in the UK are struggling to spin this one, because it's obvious that this is a vindictive act carried out by, let's call it, the FBI Democrat criminal corrupted cartel, because that's what they are. Now, some people seem surprised that the FBI would do something like this. I've got news for you. You need to research what happened to JFK if you think the FBI has only become a problem in recent times. I suspect the FBI has been a problem for arguably the last 60 years. But leaving that bit to one side, in this case, it's even more outrageous, because basically there's nothing here. This is a nothing burger. They raided the president. Oh, by the way, the BBC called him the former president. Actually, BBC, it is tradition to call whoever has been a previous president, president. Hence, President Clinton we talk about. We talk about President Obama. And yes, we talk about President Trump. The difference being, of course, that Trump is the legitimate president still, since Biden stole the election. But, of course, the swamp haven't forgiven him. The swamp are sending him a message that you better not run in 2024, because if you think this is bad, just wait till you see what lies ahead. I think that's the message they're saying. We're going to try and find ways to make you seem unfit to run for presidential office. So already, President Trump is the first president to have been in a farcical impeachment process against him twice. He's the first president to have his home raided in this way by the FBI. It's never happened before. But there's a reason for all of this. And it's got very little to do with Donald Trump, and it's got everything to do with the FBI. The FBI is a criminal organization. You need to sort of dismiss from your mind any notion that these are proud upholders of the rule of law. They're not. And as I say, they haven't been for a long time. In this case, them and the Democrats, they're working hand in glove, even though they're saying, oh, no, President Joe Biden knew nothing about this. Yeah, sure, whatever. Well, mind you, it's possible, because President Joe Biden doesn't know who he is. So it's entirely possible he would have been told and forgotten. So we'd assume that he didn't know, but that's down to his mental degradation. So this is all about facilitating the Democrats against the Republicans, and in particular about trying to damage Donald Trump's chances. And there's one reason, and one reason only, why they do that. They fear Donald Trump. They really fear Donald Trump. They know that in any rematch against Biden, against Harris, against whoever the Democrats put in up in 2024, Trump wins. They know that. But what they figure is, yes, but we can run a war of attrition just like we did when he was actually in the White House. Remember the Russian collusion and all of that, all of the farce, all of those lies that they made up, but they investigated and all this is the thing about it. When the Democrats get in power, and even when they're not in power, they run continual jihad against Republicans. Republicans need to pay them back with bells on, basically. What needs to happen now is that when the Republicans hopefully win back Congress in November, they need to start a criminal investigation into everybody in the FBI who was involved in this. They need to find out, did the FBI talk to anybody within the Democratic Party? They need to have hearings. We need to get to the bottom of this, don't we? We need to let the Democrats see that, okay, this is the way you play it. Now we're going to play it even more so your way. So full investigations into everybody, potentially prison sentences, I think, for those who would have potentially been involved in the corruption of the rule of law. Because it seems to me that the suggestion here is that, oh, well, they were looking for papers that he may have taken. Well, did you ask him? Had he taken papers? Did you request the papers? What were the papers? So none of that, of course, absolutely none of that. This was just the FBI raising the ante. The FBI has been cancer now, certainly since 2015, but long before that, actually, but most particularly since then, in terms of their complete opposition to Donald Trump. The FBI is the swamp, or it's part of the swamp. The FBI is, as I've pointed out today, is a greater and a more existential enemy to the United States than ISIS or the Al-Qaeda. And mind you, there might be more than one link between the FBI and both those organizations. So this is the world we're living in, where the alleged forces of law and order are actually now the forces who are consistently subverting law and order. Thanks for listening.